On a crisp day in September, the village of Congiganac, also known as Cong, files into a little white church and lays Maggie Mary Otto to rest. This service is crowded. Mrs. Otto was beloved. An elder and de facto marriage counselor, she was the kind of person who cooked steaming plates of walrus for her community every January for a Russian Orthodox Christmas, even though she wasn't Orthodox herself. After the viewing, Maggie Mary Otto's pallbearers carry her casket outside. They place it on a metal cart and attach it to the back of a four-wheeler. Cong Cemetery is a 10-minute drive on a boardwalk over marshy tundra. A procession of four-wheelers follows the casket. A rust-colored hill, a smattering of chalk-white crosses. After the prayer, rather than lowering Mrs. Otto's body into the ground, pallbearers place her casket on a low wooden platform, raised about 6 inches above the ground on blocks. A half dozen men lift a white wooden box and place it over her casket to protect it from the elements, covering it completely. The community has stopped burying its dead because as the permafrost melts, the oldest part of their cemetery is sinking, and digging graves in the soggy ground was just making it worse.
After we dug down 6 feet, most of them, it created a lake around it.
Roland Andrew, Cong's tribal administrator, guides me through the cemetery. The white crosses stick out of the sunken ground at odd angles, some of them almost completely submerged in the brackish water. The swamp appeared here 10 or 15 years ago and then expanded, swallowing the graves around it.
There were some bones, so they put a tire ground from the lowland area.
The graveyard in the neighboring village of Quigilingok, also known as Quig, is also sinking into swampland. After consulting with Quig's elders for advice, Andrew says Cong started laying its loved ones to rest in boxes above ground. Digging into the ground removes the plants and topsoil that insulate the permafrost and accelerates the rising water. Andrew says that the swamp stopped expanding when Cong stopped burying its dead, but a row of white grave boxes from about a decade ago are teetering at odd angles, sliding feet first into the lake. The water is still causing problems. Back in town at Mrs. Otto's funeral feast in an old high school gym, plates are piled high with seal stew and a gudok, while children wrestle each other by the bleachers. Mrs. Otto's daughter, Betty Phillip, sits quietly in a corner. She's happy they've laid her mother to rest on higher ground. Not all of her family is so lucky.
Her dad and my grandpa, he's one of them that's under the water.
If she wears rubber boots that reach above her knees, Phillip says, she can wade in close to his grave, but can't quite touch his cross. Others tell similar stories. One man says that his cousins tried to drain the water from around the grave of his grandparents. When they were alive, they held the family together. His cousins didn't have much luck. Another woman, Hannah Jimmy, says her parents, her aunts, her uncles, her sister, and her best friend are all in the cemetery, buried together in a single row. They're underwater now.
We're so poor, we can't even do nothing about it.
Tribal administrator Roland Andrew says the village is trying to move the sunken graves to higher ground, but they don't have the money yet. He says that thawing permafrost is warping Cong in other ways. The river is eroding the shoreline. And then there's the fact that Cong is sinking. The hill the village stands on is slowly slipping to sea level. Do you think that Cong would ever need to be relocated because of climate change?
Like I said, this hill used to be high. And still going down.
Andrew says he doesn't see moving the village. If anything, he says Cong might double in size. People in the nearby village of Quig are talking about moving here because of the coastal storms. Andrew wants to be buried next to his parents. He keeps a picture of them above his desk. They died last year within 8 months of each other, after being married for over 60 years. Their graves are among the newest. Their boxes still smell like fresh paint and are wreathed in plastic flowers, propped up on blocks in the cemetery's highest ground. For now. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis in Congiganak.